yesterday, as part of our ongoing investigation, we'd received some information. Some associates of Boyd had established a Facebook page for information related to Boyd's disappearance. We received information from them that there was an individual claiming that Boyd was currently in Mexico working with a local church down in that area. We were able to contact a local or a representative of that church here in the United States. They verified that this source of information was the same name as a person who was affiliated with the church down there. One of our detectives was actually able to speak to this source of information, who confirmed that they had seen Boyd and had actually gotten Boyd some employment down in Mexico. We were able to request assistance in making contact with Mr. Boyd. Sometime late in the evening yesterday, Mr. Boyd reached out via telephone to some close friends of his, verified some information. He also initiated contact with the Laredo Police Department and provided some specific identifying information. The totality of this, along with the individuals who've known him for a number of years, recognizing his voice, along with the identifying information, lead us to believe that Mr. Boyd has voluntarily left the country and is currently working down in Mexico, and he has been removed from our law enforcement databases as a missing person. Our investigation at this point is closed. We do want to thank the agencies that assisted us in this matter, the Abilene Police Department, the Laredo Police Department, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Fortunately, this is a type of thing that doesn't happen very often, and obviously it's fortunate in this case things worked out the way they did. Just for future reference, when somebody comes across a set of circumstances, what's the protocol to ensure the fastest response when you think someone's missing?
The first thing that we'd want the public to know and understand is that there is not a minimum waiting period. On TV, sometimes it's, you know, people get the impression that you have to wait 24 or 40 hours. There is no minimum waiting requirement to report someone is missing. We'd rather get contacted sooner rather than later. The other thing that we would ask is that if people do have decide to make some serious life changes that would involve them being gone for an extended period of time, to just let people know what their intentions are, so that there's no unnecessary worry back where the person has departed from.
Not necessarily having to go into all the details of why you're leaving, but just at least notify somebody.
Just let someone know that you're okay and that that this is your intent and what you're wanting to proceed forward with. There were a lot of people that were very worried back here, and a lot of agencies expended some time because we wanted to make sure that that he was safe and that that this was that no foul play had befallen him.